You may know her from her work as an actress or model, seen a viral post of hers on Instagram or TikTok, or maybe you've read her major best-selling book, My Body. Either way, listeners, we're excited to share with you that Emirata, a.k.a. Emily Ratajkowski, finally has a podcast, and now you can join her every week in a way you've never been able to before. High Low with Emirata is a brand new chat series where she'll be talking about everything from politics, philosophy, and feminism to sex, gossip, and TikTok. Join her in marrying everything high and lowbrow with chats surrounding pop culture and happenings that may seem frivolous in a way that raises big questions. So who better to kick things off with than Emirata than the queen of podcasts herself, Alex Cooper, creator and host of Call Her Daddy.
I'll start crying.
Are you good?
Yeah, let me just dab my fucking eyes one more time. Jesus Christ.
I love it.
We're going to have to do a disclaimer. I'm not crying because I'm here. I'm sobbing that I'm the first guest, so I've just been very emotional. No, it's because apparently I'm allergic to mascara, so just if you see me dabbing, I could be crying because...
The edit I'm going to make is just that you're so emotional because we have such an incredible conversation, and that's going to be all that people see. And I'm just going to cut this part out about the mascara.
We're crying today, but I feel all the feels, so we're just going to pretend it's because I'm in your presence, and I'm so happy
emotional.
To be...
We're just emotional.
Congrats on your show, though. This is amazing.
Thank you so much, Alex Cooper. Welcome to High Low with Emirata.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored. Your set is so cute. I feel cozy.
Good. You're the EP creator, host of Call Her Daddy. Like, it's you.
Thank you.
And people don't even realize that you edit a lot of the stuff, right? What's your background with that?
So I started, like, writing and producing and directing it and then being the host. And I'm fortunate that through my deal and the success, I've been able to obviously have a larger team around me. But the team is really just to help. I'm definitely still 100% hands-on because I don't think Call Her Daddy would be what it is if I just stepped away from it.
So I told you I listened to early episodes and I had known. Okay, don't shake your head.
You're just backstabbing me. No, I'm just kidding.
No. First of all, no. Okay, I'm gonna preface this. My early career stuff, when I was like 20, whatever, there are things I am mortified that you can still, it's still like the top 10 Google images is something that I shot when I was 20, 21. Obviously, blurred lines. Anytime somebody brings that up, I'm like, whatever. You had such a personal outlet. I remember I had in high school and like my first year of college, I had a blog spot. Throwback. It's been deleted. I managed to break in and delete everything. But I remember seeing it even just 3 years later. And I was like, delete all of this. I can't believe this exists. So you have that, but you can't delete it. It's your voice. It exists in the world forever. What's that like?
It's strange. I'm not like an absolute psycho. Like, it's very strange. Yeah. I would say, I think at first, I don't know what it is. And I think I need to talk to my therapist about this. But there was never a moment for me, content wise and publicly, that I had a hard time being open on the internet. It just never fazed me.
I remember the same way.
Right?
I have talked to my therapist about this.
Okay,
too.
Great. Your therapist can send me a little letter and explain it to me because I do think there was something about Call Her Daddy that felt very comfortable to me, even though to the world it seemed very uncomfortable that I was talking about sex so explicitly. But I remember when I filmed the third episode of Call Her Daddy, which is one of the most famous episodes.
It's the one I listened to last night.
Okay, the Glock Glock yes. 9000.
I wasn't going to say it, but I'm down.
And so I remember so many people were like, oh my God, what does your dad think? But I remember I was really not nervous at all. And I was like, is there something wrong with me? But I think it's just because I was confident in the message that I was really trying to put out, which was to make women and men just feel empowered to have a conversation about sex that I really didn't feel like was being had, especially in the millennial space. I like cringe a little bit at my voice.
Oh.
I was doing this whole like, hi, I'm Alex from Call Her Daddy, bitch.
By the way, I love it.
It's a great character.
When I listened to it the other night, I was like, this is amazing. It's so funny too, just to hear you say how intentional what you were doing was and how quickly people would write off a blonde 23-year-old woman and be like, she's an idiot. What is her dad going to think? What's her mom going to think? And then you're like, catch me in a few years.
Yeah.
It's like the Jessica Simpson phenomenon where it's like she knew exactly the character she was playing, like Paris Hilton, same thing. And the bimbo phenomenon and the way that people just disregard women so easily. And you knew you were in complete control. You're like, hello, there's white space here. this is something and I'm willing to do it. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I think that's what frustrated me too, was obviously in the beginning, people really tried to pigeonhole me as like the girl that's really good at giving blowjobs. And I'm like, thank you.
That's fire. Absolutely. I was going to say, what a fire also, thing to add to your resume.
Right. But also it's, but I'm running a business and I'm not all just sex. And I felt it was hard definitely to try to transition out of that period, but I don't regret it at all. And I really do think that it was so liberating to be able to have conversations openly about sex. And it frustrated me that men can openly talk about it. And it's so cool. Like, that's so mysterious. And then women, it's like, you're a fucking whore. You're a slut. And I was like,
well, no one doesn't take them seriously if they then talk about sex. It's, oh, yeah, of course. You're just locker room talk.
You're just a man. Again, so grateful for how Caller Daddy started, but there is no denying that there was definitely a very long period of time where I tried to transition the show, and there was so much pushback, not from my audience, it was really from media being like, she's the sex girl. Not to call anyone out, but my publicist even has had conversations with magazines, and they're like, we will give her in the magazine multiple pages, but I don't think we're ready for a cover because I don't think the world's ready for that because she still really embodies sex.
I'm so pissed for you.
Really? As a human being, like, I'm not having sex every single day of the week 100 times. I love sex. Yeah. I do love men. I love my boyfriend, but I have different things about me.
Because like, that's reality, right? Like, in the morning, you have morning sex, and then you read the news, and you get pissed off about something. And then you have a smart conversation with your friend, and then later you, like, put on a slutty dress.
Yes.
That is, to me, part of my reality.
Chef's kiss.
Honestly, it's the title of the podcast, High Low with Emrata, because to me, it's all one and the same. Talking about what happens in the bedroom, woman to woman, and talking about political issues as a woman, it's all the same to me. I don't really see the difference. I understand why people see it as highbrow, lowbrow, whatever, this is trashy, this isn't. To me, it's all about communication, and that's radical, and that's how change happens. I cannot thank you enough for being my first guest. I so enjoyed talking to you. I don't want to be gushy, but I just admire you so much. And I can't wait to see what you do next with your life and with your podcast.
Thank you so much, Emily. I'm honored to be your first guest. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
We did it.
From Sony Music Entertainment and Something Else, listen and follow High Low with Emrata wherever you get your podcasts.